From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Governor Newsom signing an executive order allowing CRV buyback centers to remain temporarily closed or operate at a diminished capacity for an additional 60 days in order to protect their employees and the general public from potential COVID-19 disease exposure. The order affects CRV redemption services, or cans for cash, offered by Humboldt Sanitation in McKinleyville, Recology Eel River, Fortuna and Redway, and Humboldt Waste Management Authority's Eureka Recycling Center. The center is closed to comply with shelter-in-place orders. As the local economy slowly reopens, they're now faced with making determinations as to how to ensure essential services and resuming non-essential services as coronavirus cases continue to increase. Well, the general election of the Hoopa Valley Tribe back on June 16th, unofficial results were apparently calculated wrong, and as a result, the Hoopa Valley Tribe declared Arnold Deacon Ferris as the official winner of his district. A petition contesting the election results was filed 2 days later with the Hoopa Valley Tribe Election Office, alleging certain improprieties stemming from the tribal elections held. The tribal leaders say findings to date suggest that individuals and potentially groups of individuals have engaged in efforts to manipulate election results through the election process. As such, the tribe will be referring all information to the U.S. Attorney's Office and Humboldt County Sheriff's Office for further investigation and action to hold responsible parties accountable. Five additional cases of COVID-19 reported on Thursday. Humboldt County's total case count now stands at 127. Of the five new cases, four were acquired through contact with a known case, and the means of transmission for the remaining cases under investigation. Well, yesterday, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Marijuana Enforcement Team served a couple of search warrants investigating illegal cannabis cultivation in the Matal River drainage area of Honeydew. One parcel did have the required county permit but did not possess a state license to cultivate commercially. The other parcel had neither. During the service of the warrants, deputies took out about 7,900 growing cannabis plants and seized two firearms. Arcata Fire District's late Wednesday night dispatched to a home on Thiel Avenue in McKinleyville. Firefighters out of the station arrived to find a single-family residence with heavy fire at the rear of the structure. They were able to fight the fire at the front door and then got inside to see if anyone was in there. There was not. The fire controlled in about 10 minutes. Primary search found no occupants and damage was heavy. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.